Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, February the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for March corn up 6¾ cents at 653.5, March wheat up 6 cents, 791, and March beans up 29¾ cents at 1624.5. We blew right through the $16 resistance. Export sales for the week, wheat 84,000 metric tons old, 48 new, just terrible numbers. Corn 589, a pretty weak number there. Beans big, 1.6 million for this year and 894 for next year. So that's about 2.5 million on the total there. There was another sale this morning, 299.7 beans to unknown, 273 old, 66 new. That's again most likely China. The rumors have been that China is looking for 2 to 2.5 million metric tons. You know, in my opinion, they've bought, best I can tell, 1.5 million to 2 so far. So there still could be more Chinese buying ahead. But probably the big news this morning is CONAB lowered their soybean estimate to 125.5. That's 8.5 million under the USDA number from yesterday. The Rosario Grain Exchange in Argentina lowered their estimate from 45 million down to 40.5. So these are big reductions, and it certainly justifies an almost $3 rally in beans since the first of the year. Certainly contract highs. We made those today in meal, beans, corn. We could take out the 2021 highs. It's over $17 in the beans and higher in the corn. Let me get a quick number for you there. Bear with me one second. The high last year I'm showing is 775 on the corn. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near that. On the beans, the high was 1677. So I think it's pretty likely that we're going to take those numbers out here by tomorrow or, you know, certainly pretty soon out here. But I think we're getting to the upper end of this thing. Funds are long 200,000, maybe more. Beans, they're long 400,000. Corn, I'm just not sure how much more the market can absorb here. Obviously, the Russian tensions could push wheat higher. They've been dragged up by the corn and the beans the last couple of days. But if Russia does go in, then I would say that, you know, wheat should have a sharp rally. I think it's probably a rally worth selling, but it could be explosive in the short run. So overall, there's nothing, in my opinion, to keep these markets from moving higher unless China moves on Taiwan. I think that would turn this market around on a dime. So there's still plenty of balls juggling in the air. We've got the dollar back up 45 ticks, pushing 96 cents again. Interest rates certainly look to be moving higher. The talk is the Fed might raise the interest rates 0.5 percentage point. Bonds are down a full basis point, down to 152.09. We haven't been that low since well into 2019. So if you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.